This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
We start with the big news yesterday. Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia, he is on his way out.
That was surprising.
He's headed to Austin. We brought you the news on KRLD. Chief Garcia retiring from law enforcement and taking a civilian role in Austin. He's going to be the assistant to the new city manager down there, T.C. Broadnax, who was the city manager here. So Austin's, they poached us twice.
Yeah, what the heck? I think the first one we didn't really care about because he was on his, I mean, they didn't really get along with each other, but
and
Garcia,
now
we do.
Now it's not funny anymore.
Yeah, now it's funny.
Dallas, the city, agreed to ensure that Garcia stayed among the state's highest paid police chiefs, gave him a $10,000 retention bonus every 6 months, but he's
kind of
leaving.
Kind of a cool deal. I got something similar here.
Yeah.
I'm doing well.
Jaime Castro is president of the Dallas Police Association, which represents the city's officers, the rank and file, and he joins us right now on KRLD to talk about this. Jaime, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So did this come as a surprise to you?
Yeah, it absolutely did. I think we're all still in that state of shock, trying to get a grip and true comprehension of exactly what happened. But regardless, it doesn't erase, losing him doesn't erase his endless list of accomplishments that he's been able to accomplish in the 3.5 years that he was here. It's just an amazing, amazing list of accomplishments.
Yeah, that's one of the things I think that most people really do look back at the 3.5 years and say, man, this guy, from where we started to where we are now, he's done a tremendous job. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. What he's been able to do solidifies him as one of the best chiefs, if not the best chief, the Dallas Police Department has ever had. Not only as a chief, but he has solidified his legacy as well as a community leader. He was truly able to unite the police department to the community like no one else has.
He said that, he'd been doing this for decades, and he's just kind of worn down by a little bit of burnout, perhaps. It was time to try something else. Does constantly having to deal with City Hall play into that at all?
I think it's a little bit of everything. It's just, the life of a cop, and make no mistake, Chief Garcia is a street cop wearing 4 stars. He's out there, he's involved, he's the face of the department. You know, he has to at times play the political role at City Hall, and then he has to play the community leader and find a way to unite all these entities. And, talking to the rank and file, that my message has been is all of us, every cop one day wakes up and says, I've done what I can. I have nothing more to offer, and it's time to go.
You know, you talked about relationships. I know that your police association hasn't always been so friendly to other police chiefs in the past. You've had their disagreements. It seems like Garcia and you guys were really close throughout his tenure.
Absolutely. Like I said, he's been able to do things that no one else has been able to accomplish. Chief Garcia always had the doors open to the association, to the DPA. He was always willing to listen. We always didn't agree, But the important thing is it's okay to disagree, but not to the point where you're removed from the table or the doors are shut. And that never, ever happened with Chief Garcia. We always had a working relationship with him, and it shows. You can see that the things that he was able to accomplish to buy into his crime plan, to be able to buy in and do it with the manpower that he has. It was almost an impossible task, but he got it done. So that speaks volumes in itself.
Given his accomplishments and his popularity with you, with the rest of the DPA, as far as the next chief is concerned, should we, do you think, perhaps promote from within?
We have very, very good leaders within the department. He's leaving. You know, he always said, I want to groom the next leader, the next chief possibly, and have him be homegrown. And he's done a tremendous job in doing that. We have some qualified leaders that we believe are ready. We have sat down with city officials to let them know that we want to make sure that we are part of the discussion, that we are at the table and identifying the right candidate who's going to have similar attributes, the similar work ethic and the leadership that Chief Garcia exemplified, not only for the department, like I said, for the community.
Last thing I have for you is, a lot. I know of some officers, and they said the one thing that they always appreciated about Chief Garcia was they always felt he had their back. And that went a long way for the morale of the department. Talk about that, where he started 3.5 years ago, and talk about how the morale is now.
I've been here 26 and a half years, and I've never seen an improvement in our department the way that he was able to make. The morale was to have officers, first of all, come out and advocate to, we got to keep our chief in Dallas. It was shocking, to say, hey, you got troops vouching for him. But it was no surprise. It speaks volumes to the person, the man, the leader that he is. He's going to be sorely missed, sorely, sorely missed. But like I said, he was able to take morale to a level that I haven't seen my entire career. And we have nothing but good to say about him. And we're so appreciative of what he's been able to leave, the legacy he's leaving behind. And we hope that, like I said, the next leader, we have full faith that we're going to be able to find someone who believes in that vision and keep the boat floating in the same direction.
Jaime, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. That is Jaime Castros, president of the Dallas Police Association, talking about the departure of Police Chief Eddie Garcia. Austin just needs to knock it off.
Yeah, what are they taking their guys? Come in.
Well, who's next?
Look, the chief, like I said, the chief one hurts. I don't know. I mean, Broadnax, I think that a few people in City Hall were like good riddance or whatever. But this one, that's why they gave him all that $10,000 every 6 months. They wanted him to stay.
He did not.
They got him
to
under contract.
The crime numbers are down.
Think about it. He could honestly make the claim, and without batting an eye, the safest big city in America. And you can make that claim here in Dallas.